Obama pulls a Proust, remembrance of things past.
We didn't just surpass the Soviets. We unleashed a wave of innovation that created new industries and millions of new jobs. This is our generation's Sputnik moment.
That's right. The future is about Spacebook, not Facebook, as the president meticulously outlines a plan to grow jobs for this generation. Sputnik moment? Hey, wait a minute. Is our own Charlie Herman working for the White House now?
Charlie, what is your word for the week?
I'm going for Sputnik 2.0.
Charlie Herman said that on our radio show on Monday. That's a good one. Obama finds a takeaway. On the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A little self-aggrandizing State of the Union moment on this Wednesday, January 26th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is still out. President Obama tries to rally the country out of its doldrums by, not surprisingly, challenging Americans to outcompete with other nations around the world.
Now it's our turn. We know what it takes to compete for the jobs and industries of our time. We need to out-innovate, out-educate, and out-build the rest of the world.
A high bar from the president. Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. He had a message for scientists and engineers. How about for anyone else, Todd?
Yeah, hi, good morning, John. In the chamber last night, you know, it wasn't really a soaring speech, the Sputnik metaphors aside. Speech wasn't really about high and fly. Let's face it, the country's not really flying high right now. The speech was about getting down to work. The Sputnik moment in the 50s was about realizing you're getting your butt kicked, getting down to work, and rolling up your sleeves. There was a lot of that in this speech. Americans think the country's on the wrong track. Unemployment, debt, falling behind. The president told the Congress, roll those sleeves up, get the tracks back on the right track. That's really what the speech was about.
And did Congress respond? I mean, they were all in their different seating pattern there.
Different seating pattern. Partisan applause, just like usual. You just had to work a little harder to find out where the Republicans and Democrats were because they weren't evenly divided. But a more subdued speech in terms of the partisan applause lines. There was a lot to like on both sides in that speech. That's what it was designed to do. John, even the tie the president wore was purple. It wasn't red or blue like usual. It was purple. I think that meant something.
The details, yes. Subtextual Todd Zwillick will be a part of our coverage all morning long of the State of the Union address. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
So let's get a check of some of the other top news stories this morning. Anti-government protesters in Egypt are calling for a second day of unrest. Heavy police presence on the streets of Cairo at this hour, with the Egyptian government warning it will not tolerate any gatherings. There's finally a new parliament in Afghanistan as of this morning. President Hamid Karzai swore it in after a drawn-out battle over investigations into electoral fraud. And promising news for wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She'll be moved from a rehabilitation facility this morning, and doctors have upgraded her condition from serious to good now. The Illinois Supreme Court will review legal briefs but not hear oral arguments in deciding whether Rahm Emanuel can run for mayor of Chicago. He was told he couldn't run in a surprise ruling took place 2 days ago. It's another recall for Toyota, 1.7 million vehicles worldwide, this time for various defects that may cause fuel leakage, including several models, the Lexus IS and GS models in North America. And the top-selling car of 2010 in the U.S. was the Ford F-150. Auto information company Edmunds.com says pickup sales made a comeback while hybrid sales were down. Asian markets mixed, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,977, the S&P at 1,291, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,719. The State of the Union, we heard it last night. Your reaction?
I'm a Republican, and I did enjoy a lot that he had to say. I agree with about 90% of it.
The president hasn't promised any sort of big projects that would bring engineering jobs back.
Promises, promises. Give us a call with your take at 877-8MYTAKE or head over to our Facebook page to join the discussion. That's at facebook.com/thetakeaway. Coming up, New Yorker editor David Remnick helps to react to this speech. A laundry list? Is it more like Proust than Kennedy? You'll find out in a moment.